ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 वर्स नंबर 7 श्री शुक उवाच। नचेत् इहैव अपचितिं यथाहसः न चेदिहैवाचितिं यदाहसः कृतस्य पूज्यान् मना उक्त्या पाणिभिः कृतस्य कूज्यान् मनयोक्तपाणिभिः ध्रुवं स वै प्रीत्या नरकानुपैति ध्रुवं स वै प्रत्या नरकानुपैति जे कीर्तिता मे भवता स्तिग्मजातना जे कीर्तिता मे भवता स्तिग्मजातना सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड माय डियर किंग इफ बिफोर वन्स नेक्स्ट डेथ whatever impious acts one has performed in this life, with the mind, words and body are not counteracted through the proper atonement, according to the description of the Manu Sanghita and other Dharma Shastras, one will certainly enter the hellish planet after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described to you. So, atonement is prescribed in every scripture. Even in Christian Bible there is atonement. So, in other scriptures also there is atonement. Just like a man who has committed murder, he must die, life for life. This is atonement. When the government punishes a murderer with capital punishment, death, that is a mercy upon him. That punishment is accepted practically all over the world from time immemorial. So there must be atonement. So if a person who has committed murder, killed somebody else, then if he is punished by death, then the sinful activities which he has committed, that is counteract. Otherwise, he will have to suffer next life very severely, 4 times. The people do not believe even in the next life and what to speak of atonement and punishment. They are kept in darkness. Otherwise, they would have been, if they would have followed actually the injunction of the Shastras. First of all, one should not be killing anyone. In the Bible also it is said, thou shalt not kill. Why it is forbidden? Because if he kills, he will have to suffer. But they do not care for it, therefore they suffer. So Sukadeva Goswami said that Whatever punishment I have described in the fifth canto on account of different sinful activities, one has to suffer that. Unless he performs atonement. This is the Nachid Ihaiva Bachiting Jatang Hasa Kritasakujyan Manokti Panhi. We can commit sinful activities in different ways. Mana, even by mind, we can commit sinful activities. If I contemplate something sinful by my mind, then we become affected. Therefore, we must keep always sinless. Kāyamāna bhākya, this sannyas, tridanda. There are three rods within the stick, what you call? Three dandas, not three, four. Three is kāya, body, mind, kāyamāna, and words. And one is personal. Therefore, there are four sticks within the dhamma. Those who have taken sannyas, they know it. The idea is that I surrender to my spiritual master or Krishna. Spiritual master is identical with Krishna because he gives true knowledge. Therefore, he is as good as God. Sakshad haritena samasta sastri rustas tatha bhav. A spiritual master is considered directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshad, sakshad means directly. Why? Because he is jnana-prada. He gives knowledge, real knowledge. That is the qualification of spiritual. Nobody can become spiritual master if he has no knowledge. If he is a speculator, he cannot become a spiritual master. He must give the right knowledge. Then he is bona fide spiritual master. Other is a bogus. Jnana-prada. And without real knowledge, our life is useless. Just like this morning, we are talking so many things. They have no standard knowledge, no real knowledge. They do not know anything. Still, they present themselves, pretend themselves as philosopher, as scientist, as guru, as father. No. Everyone, those who are guardian, therefore Shastra has forbidden. Guru na sasyat, sajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat. One should not become a guru. One should not become a relative. One should not become the father. One should not become the mother. One should not become the husband. In this way, there is a list. Why? Namo chairja samupita mrittam. If he does not know how to guide his disciple or subordinate to stop the cycle of birth and death, he should not do. This is the ultimate goal of life, that we have to stop the cycle. Punarjanma jayaya. Punarjanma jayaya, to conquer over next birth. Punarjanma jayaya. When Vishvamitra Muni went to see Maharaj Dasarath to ask the help of Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, there was a demon, they were disturbing in the forest. The saintly persons were disturbed. They could kill that demon. But because they were Brahmins, saintly person, they did not like the killing business in their own hand. That was the system. A Brahmana will not kill. A Brahmana simply by cursing, one he can kill. Doesn't require him to open. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, he was cursed by a boy, Brahmana, that within 7 days he will be bitten by a snake and he will die. The Brahmanas were so powerful. The Brahman is not Joe. In Kali Yuga, there is no such Brahmin. So, this Vishwamitra Muni came to Maharaj Dasarath to request that send your sons, Ramchandra and Lakshman, to kill this demon. Kshatriya's business is chak. Chak means injury. If somebody is injuring your body, it is the duty of the government to save you. Why unnecessarily you are injuring this? Just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he was going, and some person was Shudra in the dress of a king, he was trying to kill a cow. Immediately, Parikshit Maharaj took his sword. Who are you, rascal? You are trying to kill a cow in my kingdom. That is kshatriya. The tree has taken birth. The man has taken birth. Why simply man should be saved, not the cow, not the tree? He must be saved. This is the government duty. Unnecessarily, there cannot be any killing. Lord Christ also, thou shalt not kill. Yes, this is the beginning of religious life. If you are accustomed to kill somebody, either man, animal, trees, fish, anything, there is no entrance in religious life. There is no entrance. Because everyone, every living entity is son of God. Sarva-jonishu. You have read Bhagavad Gita. Sarva-jonishu. And all sources of birth. Sarva-jonishu. Sambhavanti murtaya. There are different forms of life. 8,400,000. They are all living entities. But according to karma, they have got different bodies. This is the difference. Just like we have got different dresses. According to my choice. Similarly, we get different bodies according to my choice. This morning we are talking about the sufferers. How is it called? The sea sufferers?
Surfers,
yes. Surfer. I call sufferer. Sea sufferer. Sea surfer, it is practical because we are creating a situation by which we shall become a fish. Yes? Contamination, just like if you purposely contaminate some disease, you must suffer from that disease. Karanam gunasangasa sada sad janma junishu in the Bhagavad Gita. Why there are different varieties of life? That what is the reason? That reason means karana. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, karanam gunasangasya sada sat janma junishu prakriti kriyamanani prakriti sthopi purusha munyanti kadguna. So, the reason is, as we are infecting, the nature's law is so perfect that if you infect something, some disease, some contamination, then you must have. This is nature's law, automatically going on. Karanam gunasangas. So there are three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance. So long we are in this material law. Purusha prakritisthopi bhunjante tad guna. If we remain in certain place, we must be affected by the modes of that place. So there are three modes, satagun, rajagun. We have to associate either with the modes of goodness or with the modes of passion or with the modes of ignorance. Now, three into three, it becomes nine. And nine into nine, it becomes 81. So mixture, just like color, there are three colors, blue, red and yellow. Now those who are expert in manufacturing color, artists, they mix these three colors in different way and they display. Similarly, according to the gunas or mixture, association, karanam gunasangasya, we get different types of bodies. Therefore we see so many varieties of bodies. The karanam gunasanga. So the person who is taking very much pleasure dancing in the sea like fish, so he is contaminating that modes of nature so that in next life he will become a fish. He will be very free to dance with the ocean. Now it will take again millions of years to come to this stage of human being. Jalajana Mulukhani, Savara, Lankavinsa. He has to pass through the fish life. There are 900,000 different species of life. Then you again come to the land, you become trees, plants and so on. 2 million different forms you have to go through, that is evolution. Darwin's theory of evolution, that is not perfectly explained. It is explained in the Vedic literature. So just a tree is standing for 10,000s of years. We have to pass through this life. But there is no perfect knowledge. We are thinking we are not very, very nice American body or Indian body. No. It took so many years to come to this life. Therefore, Shastra says, Labdhya Siddhullavamidam Bahusam Bhavanti. You have got this human form of life after many, many millions of years waiting. So do not misuse it. That is Vedic civilization. Not to misuse the human form of life. Nature's law is very, very strict. This life, it is given a chance. Nature gives a chance. Now you get this human form of life to advance consciousness. Now we make further improvement. That is it. From here we can make further improvement. What is that further improvement? We can go to the better planets. There are many better planets. You can go there, heavenly planets. There you can live for 10,000s of years. 10,000s of years, and that is also not our year. The higher planetary system, there one day, our 6 months. In that way you can live there for 10,000s of years. And the standard of living condition is 1,000 times better. Therefore it is called heavenly. If you like, you can go there. Uddham gacchanti sattvastha, jati deva vrata devan, everything is explained. If you can go, if you like, you can go to the Pithiri Loka. If you want to remain here as human being, you can also remain here. But you have to work for it, to keep your position, status. Just like if you become rich man, high standard of life, you have to maintain it. Not that it will continue automatically. No, that is not possible. This is material world is not like that. You get one position and it will continue. No, A little discrepancy immediately deteriorate your position. So you have to maintain it. So if you want to maintain yourself within this bhulok, there are above this bhulok, bhuvalok, janalok, tapalok, maholok, there are so many platonic systems. And down also, tal, atal, nital, patal, talatal, like that. If you want to go down, you can go down. If you want to go up, you can go. Urdhangachyantisattva, everything is there, you can do that. Only that anyone can understand that in the human society, if you want to become high court judge, you can become. And if you want to become a criminal in the prison house, you can become. Everything is open. Not that government says that you become a criminal and he prefers somebody, you become a high court. No. Everything is in your hand. If you like, you can become. So, similarly, if you like, you can go back to home, back to God. That is perfection. And if you don't like, then remain here. But therefore Krishna says, aprapamang nivatanti nityu samsara vartmani. Krishna has come to you to give you nice instruction. How you can go back to home, back to God. Back to home, back to God. That is Krishna's mission. Paritranam sadhunam vinasaya sa duskritam. He comes himself, Krishna, and he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as devotee of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But because people misunderstood, the Krishna is asking, sarva dhammān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. This rascal thought that it is too much. Why I shall surrender to Krishna? I am also as good as Krishna. Why should I? That is our mentality. If somebody says, good man, that you surrender, I shall give you good instruction. Why should I surrender? That is material life. But our this Krishna consciousness movement begins when you are ready to surrender. That is beginning. Tadvidhi pranipātena. Pranipāt means surrender. Pratishtha rupina nipa. Yes, I surrender. That is the beginning. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanamanamana prabhadda. So to learn this surrender, it will take many, many births. Bhavanam janmanamante. But those who are intelligent, they will surrender immediately. Krishna says surrender, why not? Krishna is the Supreme Lord, let me surrender. Then his life is successful. Immediately. Within a second, his life is successful. But we are not prepared to surrender. That is our material disease. So, if we do not surrender to Krishna and take his instruction and make our life, that is our choice. But if you like, you can make your life successful within a moment, simply by surrendering. Thank you very much.